Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
My whole family got lost in the woods one time, all because my husband decided to stop and take pictures of some bird. We pulled over in the middle of the Shasta Trinity Forest practically, and he grabbed his camera and ran into the woods. At first, I didn't bother to ask where he was going and told the kids to entertain themselves as he was busy taking pictures of the landscape. I was just glad he was enjoying himself, really. Normally, when I make these trips, it's by myself and it's strictly business. This time, though, I had an extra week available, and he insisted on coming and arranged for the whole time off to coordinate with me. It was summer, too, so of course the kids were going to enjoy it. Matt and Brandon have always enjoyed the great outdoors. Anyway, I waited for about 20 minutes before deciding that he was taking too long and tried to call him. We had started our trip late, so of course it was getting dark quickly, and I didn't want it difficult for him to find the car. I even honked the horn much, but I got no response. The only thing I got was the occasional sound of a wild animal.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
And I have to admit, sitting there in the car hearing a wolf or coyote howl was a bit unnerving because the sun was nearly gone from the sky. Finally, I decided enough was enough and got out to go look. I knew I couldn't leave the kids in the car, though, so I got them both out and started in the general direction where he had run off about a half hour earlier, shouting his name, hoping for some kind of response. It still amazes me how easily we got lost. The woods there are so thick and disorientation happened probably only about 6 or 7 minutes later. I couldn't find the car, I didn't see the road, and I was starting to feel scared. The light from the sky was almost completely gone, and here I was, wandering around the woods trying to find my husband with two kids under 10. I felt foolish and jittery, wondering what I was supposed to do. Finally, I was about a mile trekking into the bush when I ran into my husband. We got into a heated argument about the stunt he pulled, leaving us for so long, but then he admitted that he had actually gotten lost. His cell phone didn't work and neither did mine, and by this time, it was officially night. Now I have been hiking a lot myself, gone to remote locations, and never really felt scared, but this time, thanks to what my husband told me, I was. He said he was convinced a cougar or maybe a pack of wolves was hunting and stalking him. That's why I also got lost, because I was headed back to the car when I spotted one and I didn't want to have it follow me. Then somehow I got turned around, he told me. As we started walking, hoping to get back to the road, I told myself that he was just being paranoid. But then we heard this loud screaming noise on a ridge somewhere above us. It made my skin crawl. My husband reached for my hand and told me not to run, and reminded me to keep the kids calm. Surprisingly, so far they didn't seem the least bit worried. I think they thought we were just going on a small walk, and so we carefully walked together, toward what we thought might be the road. We heard branches breaking behind us, likely a group of the lions getting close, and my husband reminded me again not to run. He said to the animal, a sprint or a run makes them think the hunt is on, and we would all be torn to shreds if we attempted anything like that. My heart was pounding, and I was trying not to cry. I was sure that whatever was hunting us would just wait for one of the kids to slip and fall. I mean, the forest around us was in complete darkness by now, and my phone had died. Only my husband's small flashlight guided us. Eventually, we came across what looked like an Airbnb, and thankfully it looked like someone was staying there. Me and the kids stayed on the porch as my husband got their attention. I bet we probably scared this poor young couple senseless. They argued with him for almost 10 minutes about letting us stay for the night, and soon it became clear they weren't going to be courteous. I felt my heart drop as I saw my husband's agitated face and realized we would have to press forward in the woods during the night. The predators were getting closer. They were right at the edge of the tree line, watching as we reluctantly walked away from the Airbnb. I wish I could have chewed them out for refusing to help, but I know it wouldn't have done much good. Especially because our nightmare was about to become far, far worse. The mountain lions were getting closer by the minute. They were no longer frightened and seemed to be circling, deciding when to attack. "No matter what happens, you have to keep moving," my husband told me. Matt and Brandon were trying their best to not cry as the lions growled again and started charging.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
He passed me his cell phone and pushed us toward the next part of the forest where a river ran down a slanted hill. I wanted so badly to stop him from doing something stupid, but I recognized it wasn't going to do any good. He was making a choice, sacrificing his own survival for our own. I know logically what he did was the only way we were going to get out of these woods without getting attacked as well, but that doesn't make it any less horrific what I witnessed. I turned my head to call to him, trying to find a way to save us all. And then I saw the first mountain lion pounce on him, its claws ripping into his chest with ease. It was like seeing scissors shred apart paper. Blood and flesh smeared across the clearing as my boys ran across the stream, and I watched the lion circle my husband. He was surrounded and about to be their meal. He shouted for me to run, and I did as I heard his own screams of death echo through the night. No matter how far we ran, I swear to you, I heard the screams and the crunching of his bones and the howling of the predators. My broken mind kept replaying the moment of his death. They tore and broke his arms apart, ripping into his chest cavity with so much ease that it was terrifying to consider they had let us live for so long. But I couldn't stop so I could cry or mourn his passing. I had to push my boys to keep going, and I was certain the moment we stopped, those lions would find us. Pure adrenaline pushed us out of the woods into the highway at last. It wasn't safety yet, but it was reassuring to be out of the woods. Exhausted, we collapsed on the side of the road, covered in dirt and mud, and probably looking like a bunch of dead people. Inside, I was sure I didn't feel anything except pain. I managed to stay awake until we flagged a patrolling ranger. As it turned out, they had found our car stranded and had already begun a rescue effort. They ultimately found my husband's body, what was left of it. When I looked through his phone for pictures to use at the funeral, I found myself reliving the terror with a simple photo of a bird. The stupid thing that had started it all, I realized. I don't believe I will ever fully recover, and neither will my boys.
My mom surprised me with what I thought at the time was going to be the best graduation present ever. A trip to a remote cabin up in the mountains for me and three of my friends. She gave a few ground rules. The most obvious was that I couldn't invite any boys from senior year. And of course not to trash the place, since she paid a hefty security deposit. I gave her the biggest hug and swore on my life that I would have the time of my life. I wish I could take back those words. I called Megan, Brittany, and Amber, my closest friends throughout high school, and we hit the road Friday night. It was a 4-hour drive into the mountains to get to the cabin, and Mom had only rented it for 2 nights, so I wanted to get there and enjoy it to the best of my ability. "This place feels so boring," Amber said, as we listened to tunes and cruised 80 miles an hour down the interstate. She was mostly on her phone, ignoring the scenery. Brittany said she was especially grateful to be on the trip to get her mind off of a bad breakup. Her ex had ended things at graduation, apparently. I know this sounds selfish, but the negative energy she was carrying made it a little less enjoyable for the rest of us. I wanted this trip to be fun for everyone, and I hoped she would drop the topic once we reached the cabin. Megan chose to drive the whole way. She was familiar with this area, claiming she had gone there many times with family and friends. I think she was bragging on purpose, trying to lessen the impact of this gift.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I know this makes my friends sound like bad people because I'm complaining. I shouldn't do that because of what happened when we made it to the cabin. My mind is just trying to sort through what my emotions were at the time. And at the time, I was mad that each of them seemed to complain about something. When we pulled up to the cabin, I saw a car parked outside and frowned, wondering if this might be the landlord to unlock it for us. Except it was a man and a woman, and it looked like they were unloading luggage from their trunk. "Hey there, I'm Claire, here to rent the cabin for the weekend," I said, waving toward the couple. The man put the bags down, sharing my confused look.
"I think you might have the wrong cabin. We reserved 601 for this weekend," he said.
He took out his phone and showed the reservation, and I took out mine as well. They were nearly identical.
"Looks like someone messed up," Megan scoffed.
I held my composure and asked the couple if the cabin was something we could share.
To be honest, not really. It's a 2-bedroom. But I mean, we already got the key and everything. Look, maybe you should take it up with the office staff," he said.
He gave us directions to where we could inquire about a different cabin.
"Fine mess your mom got us in," Brittany muttered.
I held back another sarcastic remark as we made it to the office. Unfortunately for us, they were closed for the day.
"Well, that's great. What are we supposed to do, sleep in the car?" Amber asked.
I suggested we return to the cabin and tried to appeal to the couple again.
"I mean, you don't think they'd be that rude to force us to stay out here, do you?"
I asked. I also tried to call my mom in the office evening number, the one listed under emergencies, but we were too far up in the mountains and the signal was awful. Megan sighed and drove the car back to the cabin. Brittany said she would try to go ask and jumped out. 5 minutes later, we got more bad news.
"Those two couldn't care less about us. Looks like we sleep under the stars for real," she said.
Megan contorted her face in disgust.
I don't think so. I'm gonna go give those folks a piece of my mind," she declared.
She went to the trunk of the car and took out a tire iron. My eyes widened in alarm.
"What are you doing?"
"Just making a few veiled threats. Trust me," she said. We all waited as she slammed her fist on the cabin door. The man saw the tire iron and again refused to cooperate, claiming he would call the police the next time we bothered their evening. Megan didn't take no for an answer. She stuck her foot in the door as he attempted to close it, and then things became extremely heated between the two of them. I asked if we should interfere, and then the unthinkable happened.
The man grabbed and twisted the tire iron out of Megan's hand, slamming it across her head. I think I screamed. Her body fell like a rag doll to the ground as he looked toward our car and shouted a warning before slamming the door again. All of us hurried to Megan's side. She was bleeding profusely, and it looked like part of her skull had caved in. This wasn't just a self-defense. This man had assaulted her. What do we do? The closest hospital is probably hours from here, I frantically said, as blood got everywhere. Brittany looked toward the car and ordered us to carry Megan to the back seat. Once all of us were in the car, Brittany instructed us to buckle up. Then she started blaring the horn loud to get the attention of the couple. The wife finally peeled the curtain back and we waved frantically to show what had happened to our friend. About 5 minutes later, the couple came out both carrying weapons. The man had the tire rod and the wife had what looked like a sawed-off rifle. She fired on the front of the car, blowing the tire out. Oh my God! Brittany screamed. Can we drive out of here? I shouted. But before my friend could even make a response, the woman fired again and a bullet ripped through her skull. Brain matter and blood splattered on the front windshield as Amber and I dropped to the floor of the car. We've got to get out of here, I said, as the couple approached us. Amber climbed to the front of the car and somehow managed to put it in neutral, and the car started to roll toward the couple. They weren't quick enough to jump out of the way, and I heard the back tire strike the woman. Then we hit a tree. Stay down, Claire, Amber told me, as she crawled out of the car toward the injured woman. I peeked out to see the two of them tussling for the firearm. Much to my dismay, it went off in my friend's face. I sank down into the back seat, trying to keep it together as I realized two of my friends were now dead, and Megan was probably about to be gone too. I had no other choice but to push Brittany's corpse out of the way and thrust the car full speed toward the woman. Battering her body down, I screamed in a fury as I hit her. Glass shattered and she yelped as she went flying. Now only the man remained. He was standing there looking at the grisly scene, holding the tire iron and waiting for me.
You can't really think you can just walk away from this. What we did was self-defense. What you're doing is murder!
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
He snapped at me. The car refused to work, and I got out and stood there, shaking angrily as I looked at my friends. We didn't even hurt you! You attacked us! I screamed.
It was our cabin!
The man argued. Then he rushed toward me. Somehow I anticipated it, and managed to swipe and push him toward a nearby hill. He tumbled and fell. I heard his bones break as he rolled. Then at last, he hit something that speared him straight through. Immediately, I went into the cabin and used the landline to call emergency services. Megan is still in a coma, and I'm devastated by what happened. Perhaps most frightening of all is that as the investigation began, they said there was no record of my mom purchasing the reservation for us. The lead detective speculated we were deliberately sent to the cabin. It was a trap. She paid for the other two people, not us.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle. Because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.